This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. The Cameron Art Museum holds its yearly pre-summer family festival this Saturday. Before we get into the details, Donna Moore, the director of the Cameron Museum School, shares her philosophy about the value of participating in art.
When I taught after-school kids, and this was my same philosophy with adults, they never came into a studio classroom with the idea that I'm teaching them to be an artist. That was not what it was all about. Your experience in a studio it's a confidence builder. It's a way to discover what is unique about yourself, how you do things differently than other people, and you learn skills. Some people may never pick up a paintbrush again or draw again. Some people may find it really grounds and centers them. And the fact they're not going to frame it and sell it has nothing to do with it. It's an experience. To me, it's like a relationship with yourself. You're bolstering your relationship with yourself. It's a conversation.
The Cameron Family Festival will be a real immersion in the arts for preschoolers through adults. Georgia Mastroini is the museum's director of youth and family education.
We have lots of things lined up for Saturday. We are working with many, many talented local artists and organizations that will be offering different activities and art projects all around the grounds of the museum. And in the case of inclement weather, we'll move the event inside. Since we're going to be offering such a wide array of options, I think any age person really would have a great time.
Even grown-ups?
Absolutely. There's a lot of wonderful museum school artists who will be offering different workshops and programs.
Offerings include outdoor yoga, floral crowns, origami, face painting, storytelling, and much more.
Renata Abate will be there with his famous clay table. Todd Kerrigan will be doing plein air. Topher Alexander has a printmaking activity. Catherine Cross is doing a community dip and dye with indigo. Peter, known as Peter Draws, is going to do a super communal doodle. He did one at State of the Art last year, which is great fun.
This event is also the kickoff of summer programming at the museum. The summer schedule of classes and workshops for all ages and skill levels will be revealed.
We'll be offering our summer programs this year, June through August. We'll be rotating half-day and full-day art programs for children ages 5 to 8 and then also 9 to 12. We're going to have different themes, working with a few different artists that will be the lead teachers at different points during the day. And that's just our options for the younger children.
Much of the teen and adult summer programming will be focused on weekly intensives, 3 hours a day for 5 days. Offerings this summer include basic drawing, classical drawing for teens, drawing people, drawing animals. And here's something that has drawn a lot of interest from teenagers.
Manga. There's a lot of anime manga interest. Storyboarding, creating your own characters and backgrounds and environments. And then Sharon, she's classically trained. She teaches the students to then paint portraits of their characters that they create. So
oh,
they
wow.
do large acrylic 18 by 24 portraits of their characters, yeah.
That's Donna Moore and Georgia Mastroini from Cameron Art Museum. The Family Festival is this Saturday from 11 to 2. The current exhibits are open for guests. Mr. Mark Herbert provides music. And there's a 10% discount for signing up on Saturday for all the programs that begin in June. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.
You see me at the circus. Oh.